Public-private partnerships could allow more sharing of tools and knowledge for using data analytics to deal with the big problems, like improper payments. The Government Accountability Office recently hosted a panel discussion to talk about how organizations can foster that collaboration and use analytics to get after improper payments. For more, Federal News Radio's Eric White spoke with Vijay D'Souza, director of GAO's Center for Enhanced Analytics.
We've been looking at the issue of improper payments for many years, as you know, and one of the ways that several of the experts we've spoken to about this issue said the government can address this problem is through increased use of data analytics. We had actually released our fraud risk management framework a few years ago where we referred to data analytics as a key way to address an agency's fraud prevention problem. So we held this forum last September, and we identified 12 panelists with a range of experiences from government, the private sector, and academia to present leading practices in collaboration to use analytics, how you would stand up an analytics center, and how you would improve your analytics within your organization.
All right. And what were some considerations that you had to take when establishing a analytics program?
Well, one of the things we talked about is really making sure that analytics, the analytics you pick and how you use them identifies, matches closely with the objectives of your organization, whether it's government or business. So it's important to have some sort of a governance structure for both the data you're going to use and the different types of techniques you're going to use, because there's always going to be more data than you can use and more potential leads. So you want to kind of prioritize and figure out where you're going to get the most bang for your buck when you're picking projects.
Is that one of the more difficult parts is having all this data? Okay, great, we've got it all, but how do we actually apply it to obtaining what we want?
Well, I think that is challenging, but there's lots of other pieces to the puzzle that are challenging as well. The technology seems daunting to a lot of people, and then also just getting support from your organization, because you're changing the way people do things sometimes, and you're exposing them to new tools and techniques. So that's also important as well.
What kind of technology issues that you just mentioned do you run into? Is it just that there are so many vast amounts of computers that people just can't wrap their brains around it, or?
Well, I think one of the issues is, there's a lot of different software tools you can use in this area, and it can seem a little overwhelming as far as where to start. And then, a lot of these tools can be expensive. So one of the things we talked about is for government organizations, starting out with just an inventory of what software tools and data sources that your organization already has that you can use for minimal or no cost. We had, for example, a panelist present from the Health and Human Services IG who pointed out that one thing they started with is just finding out what other software their organization already had in-house that they could use without too much additional expense. Once you go from there, we also talked about the importance of if you're going to use new software, finding a way to pilot it to make sure it really meets your needs before you make a commitment to it. So those are two technology issues that often come up.
We're talking to Vijay D'Souza. He's director of the Government Accountability Office's Center for Enhanced Analytics. On HHS, they've kind of been at the forefront for using data analytics to stop improper payments. We've talked to the HHS IG before about their continued use in it. What else have you guys learned from their efforts?
Well, I think what they did is one of the things that they presented as something that was effective for them is simply assembling all the analytic capabilities together in one place. That allowed them to combine business expertise with technical expertise from a number of different areas. They kind of identified that as one of their keys to success.
And with collaborating between the private sector and the private sector, how do you forge that relationship, and what ways can both sides really help each other out?
Well, let me talk a little bit about a couple different types of partnerships we examined. One was the Healthcare Fraud Prevention Partnership, which HHS is in, as well as other organizations. A good example that they gave is when they were getting started, there was a lot of sort of nervousness about sharing information. So they looked for ways to share information that wasn't as sensitive at first. They started by just sharing information on different types of fraud schemes without a lot of technical details. Once they were able to build trust trust among the participants, they then moved to sharing, you know, potentially more sensitive information when they felt more comfortable that the other participants would appropriately safeguard it. So that's one type of organization. We also had a presenter from a university who talked about how they serve different government clients. And again, they start out with less sensitive information. The organization did a project for the CIA, for example, where they started out with just sort of synthetic information just to demonstrate they were able to do something in an appropriate manner. And then they were able to, you know, use more sensitive data after that.
And is this all in the hopes of improper payments? I mean, I imagine the CIA one wasn't, but are there other areas that public and private partnerships are coming together for data analytics to solve other problems?
So that example I mentioned, obviously, I assume didn't deal with improper payments.
Yeah, we'll never know, will we?
Exactly. But analytics can be used for all sorts of techniques in addition to improper payments. You know, you can use it to, you see a lot of analytics being used for example, with social media these days to categorize sentiment. Also, we're using analytics within GAO to help us search through unstructured text, which we get large amounts of. So there's a wide range of things you can use analytics for in auditing and oversight.
Other than security, what should other factors should agencies look into when they're trying to forge one of these partnerships?
Well, you know, I think you have to, again, figure out what are you trying to achieve and what are your partners trying to achieve, so you make sure you're on the same page with that. And then you do have to it's not just security. You know, I think you have to talk about how are you going to report out on the data? You know, are you going to report out? So, for example, when we use analytics, we rarely report individual names of, you know, potential fraudulent individuals. We'll report at an aggregate to kind of make the case about the process an organization is following. So, you know, that requires a different level of agreement and analytics and so on than if we were, for example, going to report specific names. So I think you have to kind of understand what are the needs of the different organizations and then tie all the requirements to that.
Vijay D'Souza is director of GAO's Center for Enhanced Analytics. And in those partnerships, is there an opportunity for both sides to kind of fill their technology gaps? You know, you have this software, we have this software. Does that also sort of advantage of these partnerships?
Yeah, I think that's very much the case. I mean, I think that's one of the things we saw with the presenters from the universities. They may, have a more flexible environment where they're able to try more IT tools. And that's a good way to kind of have organizations kind of explore technologies without making a big commitment to them. Also, if one organization is experienced, they'll know what works, what software has worked for them, and maybe what hasn't worked. And so that can be useful from a knowledge sharing perspective.
And as far as these panels go, are these also playing into that role of filling up creating these partnerships? You know, it's a GAO-sponsored event, and you had many representatives from both sides coming out together. What did that do for the expression of ideas?
Well, I think the feedback was very positive. You know, when we had the forum, it was actually attended by a number of other federal organizations, and it was very well received. So I think people made a lot of good connections through the forum. And, we're hoping going forward to use some of the results of this as we continue our efforts to collaborate with, for example, inspectors general and other members of the oversight community.
And I imagine that only that the use of data analytics for government projects are only going to go up. What do you see coming into the forefront going into this year?
Well, you know, I think we're really still just getting started with use of analytics. A lot of organizations are using them, but there's a broad range of organizations where they're just sort of standing up their analytics approaches. The fraud risk management framework I mentioned that we did, I think it was 2 years ago, was actually written into legislation last year, and agencies have been directed to consider analytics as part of their approach to fraud detection and prevention. So I think we're going to see going forward a lot of federal agencies really turn more attention to this area.
That's Vijay D'Souza, director of the Government Accountability Office's Center for Enhanced Analytics, speaking with Federal News Radio's Eric White. Find this interview and more. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.